This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alan Pollock, good to have you here with this week's weekly tech update. Alan, how you doing, my friend? How are things in Florida?
Things in Florida are great. Thank you for asking. So I wanted to talk about the Super Bowl. Not only was it a okay game until the very end, but it was
a great game. It was a good game, and it was a really good game at the end. Okay, so that reveals who I was cheering for.
That's right. No, I definitely was looking for Kansas City. I mean, come on, 50-year dry spell is a big deal. And not just lots of great players and great coaching. I mean, that's just an amazing story. So
yeah, both teams are great.
I do want to mention, there were two ads. So we know that there was the Quicken Loans ad, by the way, 1.75 million was spent on that ad. If you remember last week, we said it was Aquaman star Jason Momoa. And anyways, it was okay. You know, he sort of, you know, walked in and pulled off all of his movie star body parts and hair and stuff, and then sat in the comfort of his own home. I thought personally they could have done a better job, or we could have had a better advertisement. But it's a brand name and everyone knows it. It was just okay. And then there was the UHM, findamortgagebroker.com advertisement. And this was great.
Yes.
And Housing Wire also talked about it. And they claim that using a mortgage broker and working with various lenders is just one lender, and you can get a faster, easier, more affordable mortgage than using Quicken Loans. And what they basically have is they say that playing with rockets is fun when you're a kid, but not so much when you're an adult. So that was pretty funny. So they're taking jabs. I guess this will continue to play out, but at $1.75 million that Quicken paid for the ad, I don't know how long or how many folks will be playing that game. But anyways, it was both good to watch. Today is officially, David, called National Football Day Hangover Day. And it was actually submitted by ESPN host and sports personality Katie Nolan. And she submitted it. This is year number two. There is somewhere between 14 and 17, you ready for this? Million people that don't go to work because of the football hangover. So it became an official day. Yes, that's a lot.
Wow,
also, before we get into today's topic, I wanted to mention, you know, I did this once before. There are a number of people that reach out to me here and there that are looking for work. And I definitely don't have a registry. If you are a tech person or you are a lender or vendor and you're looking to hire people, feel free to reach out to David or myself. We have at times people that are asking us if we know folks. So for me on the tech side, if you are out there looking, or if you are a lender looking or vendor, again, feel free to reach out to us.
Good.
Maybe we can do a little matchmaking. So today's topic, David, really, really is interesting. I'm not going to come out and say I have an answer for this. I'm posing a question. And with today's question, you please feel free to email us, message us, text David. We want to know what you think. And if the responses are bountiful, we will talk about them next week. So here it is. The conversation is really partner versus build versus buy. And I almost take the buy out. It's really partner versus build. And I've got a couple points that I wanted to chat about. First, it's really important to mention that our audience is broken into three parts, right? We've got large banks that are, you know, $2 billion, $3 billion, $10, $20 billion. And then we have small community banks or banks under $1 billion and credit unions, so $500 million. And then we also have our independent mortgage lenders, right? And with the IMB going on, a lot of people will probably hear this in replay. But, you know, banks initially viewed fintechs as competition. And that's really important, right? Because banks rely on their core banking technology. They rely on other components of technology to answer the demand to service their members, their customers, their clients, their borrowers. And until they started to take on a partnership type of mentality, they've started to become behind as fintechs have taken over. Now, you're probably thinking, oh, you're talking about loans. You're not talking about mortgages. You're talking about consumer loans and other types of lending. No, I'm actually talking about mortgages, because it's getting to the point where banks and credit unions cannot afford to do a mortgage, and they can't afford not to do a mortgage. And so partnership with fintech companies is so, so important. And then when you look at the other side of the coin, you have our mortgage environment, which is made up of independent mortgage lenders. And you've got some that are clearly building their own products and they own part of their own domain, whether they have their own LOS system or they built their own middleware. And then you've got some who completely rely on a vendor, their LOS partner. And so you have two schools of thought. So a couple very interesting points. First, you know, to what I mentioned earlier, if you have feedback on either of these and why you think one is better than the other, please feel free to reach out to us. You can message David or myself. I'll give our email addresses at the end of the session here. And then second is a couple interesting points. This was David at Independent Banker. It was in an article they had. What it said is that big banks may have bigger budgets, but dealing with the red tape of a bigger bank, some of these fintechs may run through all their cash before they get their first deal off the ground. And that is extremely, extremely powerful because as you think about a fintech company, right? Think about our mortgage market. If you went to digital mortgage, all the new interesting parts and aspects of the industry that people are developing for, whether it was the beacon technology for appraisal management, or it's, you know, different ways to find down payment assistance, right? All of these technology companies are starting from something small. They're starting from sometimes nothing. And so these partnerships with these bigger banks can suck them dry. So you'll see a lot of these bigger entities actually invest in these fintech companies and do partnerships that way. They won't be able to build everything on their own because it's going to take them too long. And the landscape of our clients, our customers, our members is moving too fast. And then on the other hand, if you bite more than you can chew, that may not be worth the bite. So if you're an independent mortgage lender and you're trying to partner with too many vendors, how much can you and your LOS partner actually handle? And do you have too many vendors to even manage? And then finally, the last piece is if you're independent and you're building your own technology, how many partners do you want to have and manage roadmaps and deal with? It may be a lot, and you may want to make some of those investments. So I pose the question for our audience, David. We don't do this often. Feel free to reach out to us. What is your thought on build, buy, partner, especially looking to build the perfect mortgage mousetrap? Mm-hmm. And we'd love to hear your feedback. And if you want your name to be shared, let us know. Otherwise, we'll share your comments. And you can reach me, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, at tms-advisors.com or David at tms-advisors.com. Hope you have a good time at IMB and everyone there, and looking forward to the rest of the podcast, David.
Thank you so much, Alan. Look forward to having you participate all the way through. Appreciate that. Yeah, look forward to get the feedback. We get so many people that let us know, so that's good. That's a great segment. Thank you. Appreciate it. Before we go, folks, I want to say a big thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, the MBA, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, as well as Ainsworth Advisors, as well as Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Celebrity Home Loans, Velma, Vidyard, VendorSurf, and AI Assist. Love these vendors. So much good stuff out there. If you're interested in being a sponsor of the podcast, get over to the website. We're adding a brand new sponsor next week. So excited about it. Indicom. We have more information about that. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. Tell others about this podcast, and we'll look forward to sharing again another episode next week. Have a great week, everybody. And for those of you going to the MBA IMB conference, looking forward to seeing you there this evening.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.